Psalm number 32 is where we are singing this evening, worshipping God. Psalm 32, and we begin in verses 1 to 4. Well, let us read first of all in Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. And we will begin to read at verse 11. In Galatians and chapter 1. But I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me, from me, of me, is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation, my way of life, in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many, my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them who were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But others of the apostles I saw none save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he who persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Let us pray together. Eternal God, our heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins and give us forgiving hearts to others. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. We are reminded by Christ to pray after this manner, and we pray that we would never forget to pray according to his practice and precepts. And so as we gather here this evening, O God, we come to the house of prayer, we come to the house of preaching, we come to the house of hearing and worship, and in the community of the saints we assemble, as the tribes of Israel did of old, we assemble to go up to worship the Lord and to bow down and to take the name of our God upon our lips in praise and in adoration, expressing the deepest and the highest desires of our hearts. How wide is the gospel, O God? How wide is God's love in the gospel? The whole universe cannot measure it in its all its dimensions and in all its everlasting qualities and quantities. And the love of God is the message of grace. And it is the one thing, O Lord, our God, that is revealed supremely in Jesus Christ. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is given unto us. And it is in our condition while we were yet sinners that God loved us and Christ died for us. The Son of God loved us, loved me, and gave himself for me. And we find, O Lord our God, always the same emphasis. The message is simple, it is saving, it is strange to the ears of the world, and tragically, sometimes even strange to the ears of the church, that Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church to cleanse the church from all filthiness and all spots or wrinkles and any such thing, and to present the church to himself a glorious church without all the marks and the mars of sin, and to present it to himself as a beautiful bride. The everlasting joy of the heavenly communion, the great day of the marriage of the Lamb will come, having been purchased on earth and celebrated in the glory that is to be revealed. And what a day that will be, O God. And so as we meditate upon what the gospel is and what it does, we pray that this night, if we believe the gospel, we would be built up and encouraged in joy. And if we do not believe the gospel, we would begin to believe it and enter into peace with God and the practicalities of following Jesus Christ. We acknowledge that we are sinners upon the earth, and even as saved sinners, forgiven sinners, sins are real. Even though they are all forgiven, they are still real sins. And we grieve over them, and we know that God grieves over them. But God, we know, pardons and washes away clean in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. So help us to gather here as a Christian congregation, a community who hold fast to the old, old story of Jesus and his love. And for God's glory and our good, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read in the Acts of the Apostles. And in chapter 26, from verse 1, we shall read as far as verse 23. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26, then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, all the Jews know, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after the most strait sect of our religion I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I truly thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I did also in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works suitable for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore ordained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things other than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And I think we will continue to the end of the chapter. And as he thus spoke for himself, Festus, that's the Roman governor, King Agrippa, he's the resident king, and Festus is the newly arrived Roman governor. And as he thus spoke for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knows of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man does nothing worthy of death or of bonds. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. And so on. Amen. Psalm number 32 is where we continue to worship and praise God. Verses 5, 6, and 7. These five stanzas. 5 to 7.